Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, which country has the Converso project chosen to begin digitizing documents and why? Jeannie Milgram was born in Havana, Cuba, to Roman Catholic parents of Spanish ancestry. She was able to fully document that her family descended from a direct, unbroken maternal Jewish lineage spanning 22 generations back to 1405 in pre-Inquisition Spain and Portugal. She's the author of two books that received the 2015 Latino Author Book Awards, My 15 Grandmothers, the Spanish edition, Mis 15 Abuelas, and the bilingual book, How I Found My 15 Grandmothers, A Step-by-Step Guide. Jeannie is the president of Tarbut Sefarad Fermoselle in Spain, an immediate past president of the Society for Crypto-Judaic Studies. She writes for several online sites, for the Journal of Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian Crypto-Jewry, and received the State of Florida Genealogy Award for outstanding achievements and advances in the pioneer work she's done in genealogy. On previous programs, we spoke with Jeannie about how she found her 15 grandmothers and also about a conference she participated in on the Anusim diaspora, which was held in Israel last year. This past August 9th, she presented her latest undertaking, the Converso Project, at the International Jewish Genealogical Conference, held by the International Association of Jewish Genealogical Societies in Seattle, Washington. Jeannie spoke with us about this exciting new project and how it may someday help others trace their own crypto-Jewish heritage.
Thank you very much for speaking with us again, Jeannie. Could you first tell us what the Converso Project is?
Absolutely. Hi, it's so nice to speak with you again. For the last couple of years, we have been working closely with professors in different parts of the world, trying to figure out a way that we could have a project that would include being able to dig out of the dusty archives around the world all the genealogical information of the Conversos, of the crypto-Jews, and at the same time, while digging out the information, not only make it about the genealogy, but also to be able to make it about the historical diaspora of the crypto-Jews, because there's so little written. Where did they go after they went underground and hid as Catholics? In other words, they were Catholics. We know that they were hiding and praying as Jews and being taught in the Inquisition. But at some point historically, those people melded into the Catholic population and some came back. But historically, it is a day that's been lost to Jewish history. Where did they go? What did they do? And how did they get from place to place? Our aim with this project is to dig out this information.
So you're speaking about both the diaspora, the people who were kicked out, say, in 1492, and the crypto-Jews who stayed in Spain and Portugal?
We're actually only talking about the ones who stayed. These are the crypto-Jews, because the ones that left, they left and they continued to practice Judaism. They were in the Ottoman Empire or other countries, and their identity as Jews and what they did and where they went, that is clearly recorded in history. Those are the Sephardim of today. What has been lost to history are the Jews that went underground, like my own families. Where did they go and how long did they practice? So we feel that there's a lot of information that has not been digitized. For example, all of the boxes that are in the National Archive in Madrid of the Inquisition cases, there's boxes and boxes and nobody has digitized it. So we feel with this project, which is going to need major funding to be able to get volunteers to digitize, then bring it all up. And once we can get our hands on those documents, similar documents that are sitting in the Canary Islands, similar documents that are sitting in the Peru and Lima from the Peruvian Inquisition, then we'll be able to know what were their movements and what was their diaspora after they left Spain and Portugal. This is what's been lost.
You're saying we. When and by whom was this project created, and who's involved
okay,
in it now?
So the Israel Research Genealogy Association approached me at a genealogical conference 2 years ago in Salt Lake City. And they came to me and asked, what would I want to do if money were no object? Well, money is always an object. But I basically told them that I had a dream or a wish that all of these people that are in Latin America and all over the world wanting to seek their Jewish roots and coming out of the Catholic Church, that they would be able to do it without having to pay huge amounts of money or have to go through the kind of search that I did to get to my own Jewish roots, which took 10 years and took a lot of resources that a lot of people don't have. So my dream was to do that. And they asked me if I could put together a sort of project, but that I would need historians, PhD historians with it as well. So I contacted a Dr. Abraham Gross, who works in Beersheba in Israel, very involved. He's a medievalist historian. And for the past 2 years, he and I have been putting this project together and traveling. I've been traveling to Peru, trying to get my hands on the actual files, just to be sure that someone would hand them over to us. We went together to Amsterdam. We spent a week. He went to London. I went to Jamaica. So we have been all over trying to be sure that these documents do exist and that all it would take would be manpower to digitize them, and then we could make them available to the world. So we also got a very good computer programmer who would be able to work with the difficulty of the information that we would be providing. Our ancestors had aliases. They went under many different names at many different times in history. So the computer programmer, her name is Brooke Shire Gans, she assured us that she could make all of our databases work together. So if someone would go back to the 1800s, let's say, and they would be able then perhaps to find a link through the information that we're going to do, and they would be able to go all the way back and find their own genealogy. And then the Israel Research Genealogy Association passed it to their historians and their education committee, and they have given us a green light, go ahead. The project from a genealogy standpoint is approved, and from a historical perspective is approved.
Are you finding that the people or the organizations that have all these documents are cooperating with you? Do you have the cooperation, for example, of the church and of the country governments or whoever it is that has these archives, or are you having problems with that?
Well, I've had problems in Peru, for example, because for a few centuries in Peru, they maintained that the records were no longer in existence, and they had been burned and they had been stolen. So for, you know, even personally, for the last 20 years, I've been going to the Peruvian archives and been told the same thing. I was very lucky 2 weeks ago when I kind of bullied my way into the Peruvian archives, and they admitted that they have them there in boxes. So I was told that, yes, we could have access to them, or if not direct access, that their volunteers could digitize them for a cost. So basically, we're finding that, yes, we could definitely access this information. For some reason or another, we're struggling with the Bevis Marks archives in London. They're not really letting us in, I don't know, political, whatever it is, but we're struggling with Bevis Marks in London. So the way that we see it is we have archives in Portugal, which are digitized. We have the ones in Spain, which are not. And that's ground zero. Then we have the first diaspora, which would have been to Antwerp, to Amsterdam, to Nantes in France, for example, Livorno in Italy, and London. So we would have to get records out of all of those locations. So it's going to be a long-term program, and it's going to be a lot of digging for primary sources. We've identified a lot of them, but there's still a lot to be identified.
Are you getting any help from local people, let's say student volunteers or any, you know, interns or anything like that who are helping you in all these different places?
Well, the reality is that we only unveiled the project last week in Seattle. So it's brand new. We brought it out at the International Jewish Genealogical Conference in Seattle, which was just last week. It was the first time that we were all together with Sally Ann Sack from Avotenu, who is just really very knowledgeable and has been in the genealogy, let's say, business for many, many years. And with Brooke and Dr. Gross and myself, and we broke it out to the world. We've been working quietly on it between 2 and 3 years. Well, not there yet, but I got to tell you that when we did break it out publicly last week, I have been flooded with people asking me to contact them to help.
So you presented the project on August 9th at the International Jewish Genealogy Conference. How did it go?
Correct.
What kind of reactions did you get?
It was amazing. People were offering to help and standing up and what can I do and let me get involved. And every time I've even brought it up on social media, we do have a lot of people. I think that there would be people around the world that would be helping us getting this up. I've had offers from Antwerp. So when the time comes that we are able to receive the funding and go out and do this, I think that we will have enough information to digitize and people to do it. We are going to start in Jamaica. Jamaica is a very important stop for the people that arrive from London. So they went from Portugal to London to Jamaica. And we have a very famous family tree there of the Enriquez family with about 80,000 names.
Wow.
So we are going to start in Jamaica.
Are you only using documents or are you also using DNA?
You know, I think it would be very important to use DNA, but we're not there yet because we're starting with the documents. But I think as we go forward, DNA will be incredibly important more and more every day. Even with my own DNA, I see people matching up to me from different parts of the world.
Where are you looking for funding? Are you self-funding? Are you doing any of this crowdfunding on the internet? Or where are you looking?
We're going to be looking for organizations to fund it, perhaps genealogically based organizations to fund. We've had a couple of offers already. I think that for me, having thought of this project and having it be so close to my heart, the number one important thing for me is that the people that are wanting to come back to their Jewish roots don't have to pay for these records. I can't imagine that I would work for the next several years and put myself in a situation where I would trade off this work that someone would pay for, and then that someone or entity would charge people to see the records. I wouldn't do it that way. So it's kind of, when you ask what kind of funding, it's going to be very picky funding because they just cannot charge people, or I don't think it's something I want to get involved in. It's got to be free.
I think that that's admirable because I know that there are a lot of people. I know some people who would love to do the kind of investigation that you've done into your own background, and it's just so time-consuming and so expensive that they just can't do it. And so I think that's really wonderful that that's what you're doing.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do, Linda. That's what I'm hoping to do. But again, because the whole origins of this was that people with no resources would be able to, you know, attain these same kind of results, then it would make no sense to me to do it any other way.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Oh, I think it's an incredible project. If you want to be involved at any level, we are right at the beginning. My email is SpanishAncestry@AOL.com. And also at this time, I put up a website that's free for anyone. That's SephardicAncestry.com with a PH. And in that one, you can see every single archive in Spain, what time they're open, what documents they have. It took me about 3 years to upload that. So anyone around the world can access that for free. And they can go in there, that's SephardicAncestry.com, and check out all the municipal and church archives and where they are located.
Okay, well, we'll include links to both of those. And thank you very much. And I hope we speak with you again soon about your progress.
Thank you for inviting me. Take care.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.